Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about possession of a property.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We want to talk a little bit about something that's seldom discussed until the time of the transaction, and that's the possession of the property itself. When you've got a property that you're going to own and occupy, you know that you're going to take possession of the property. In fact, you're required to within 60 days of close of escrow. However, there are a lot of times you've got a relationship with the home that you stay in the property past close of escrow, or you may have it tenant occupied.
Right. And that's an interesting situation because the insurance company that's insuring the property itself is with the anticipation that you're going to be there in the morning, you're going to be there in the evening, and you're going to be very attentive to reduce risks that would otherwise cause damage that an insurance company may become liable for in the coverage. And if you're not there, if the property sits vacant, which will happen periodically. You have moved to another area. The house is vacant. It's being marketed by you, Marcia, and it goes vacant for 60 or 90 days. Is that an issue for an insurance carrier? Yes, it is.
And another angle for possession is a conversation in negotiating where a buyer who has already sold their house says, I need possession as soon as possible. In fact, I want possession before we close escrow.
Oh,
I see
boy.
The house is vacant. I want to move my things in so I have somewhere that I can land them before we close, but I'll make sure that I get you confidence in my closing, my ability to close before then. Do you ever give that kind of authorization for your sellers?
In a word, no. Now, obviously, there's no absolute yeses and absolute nos, and you would take everything into account. And there's ways of ensuring that your coverage, your insurance coverage, as well as the overall possessory interest in protecting the property are covered. And if you feel comfortable, I guess you'd do it. But I got to tell you, so many things can happen that would subvert or abort the closing of a transaction. Guy loses a job. Guy dies. A number of things happen. And all of a sudden, you have somebody in possession of your property. Are they a tenant or are they a buyer under a contractual agreement? All of a sudden, landlord-tenant comes to play. And that's a tough situation at that point.
We'll talk more about navigating possession next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.